and his personal associates. To purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus, pray for their causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present. We are observing here in India. After a long time, I have got the time to observe Purushottam Vrata in Calcutta. My Lord's desire, whatever is done by the Supreme Lord, is for the eternal benefit of all. Daily, I am holding discourses in the Sankirtan Bhavan, ground floor. But on Sundays, they have made program for video conference. That is also the desire of Supreme Lord. If anybody says anything can be done without the will of Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord will lose his position. Even the leaf of a tree cannot move, already you have heard, without his approval. Whatever is done by the will of Supreme Lord. He is controlling everything. As he is all good, whatever is done by his will is for the eternal benefit of all. Now, if you can know the glory of observing Purushottam Vrata, then we can give our attention to it. We can have a liking. Without knowing the glory, nobody will have any interest, any desire to spend time to hear about Purushottam Vrata. So first we have to know the glory, the utility, benefit of observing Purushottam Vrata. Our most revered Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about this. He is the personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him and also his son or his disciple, whatever you say, our Param Guru Path Padma, Mithila Vishwam Vishma Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Vasimita. He is also personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates and all the Vaishnava Acharyas at that time, that darkness descends in this horizon. Books are there. Scriptures are there. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, everything is there. All the writings of Goswamis are there. But nobody would understand the implication of the teachings. So many pseudo-sects cropped up, marring the dignity of the message of divine love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw. Nobody could understand my message. So out of compassion he sent his own person. In this world. They are not ordinary persons. They are the personal associates. Kamal Mani Manjari, Nayan Mani Manjari. They have descended here as per desire of Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, what is the utility of their being, Purushottam Bhakti? He has divided the Aryan Vedic scriptures into two categories, Smartha and Paramartha. Two categories, two parts, Smartha and Paramartha. Smartha means, ordinary meaning is karma, where they prescribe for ritualistic performances, etc., to get non-eternal benefits in this world. Holy works, but for non-eternal benefits. Karmakanda. This is called smart. Those who are eligible for this, they will go through this. And another division is paramartha. Paramartha means bhakti, shuddha bhakti, pure devotion. There is another division of the Vedic Aryan scriptures, paramartha. Both we have to understand. The smartha, I won't be able to understand this, but I shall speak shortly about this. Smartha means karmakanda. They are prescribing some ritualistic performances by doing this ritualistic performance, you will get this sort of benefit, this worldly benefit, this sort of worldly benefit in this world or in the higher world. And when your bhakti will be finished, you will fall down from that. These heavens are within this Brahmanda, material cosmos. For that reason, they have given, and ordinary people, they are interested in it, to get material into it. They have material desires fulfilled. But now they have given prescriptions of holy deeds, holy righteous performances for 12 months. But after 32 months, lunar month becomes 13. Lunar month is Tithi. Tithi means holy. Holy functions are held on lunar days. After 32 months, there is an intercalary month, additional month. 32 months, 2 years, 8 months. That is called intercalary additional month. It is to be inserted to harmonize calendar with solar year. Calendar with solar year. What that is. This is 13 months. Months will be 12 months. In additional month, lunar month. So this month, according to the karma countries, this month is Arhavi. They have not given any kind of ritualistic performance, they have not prescribed for this month. But the spiritualists, especially not only Kormi Gyani Jogi, but the emotionally inclined species. The highest spiritualism is pure devotion. They say this month is the highest month. It is not only, it is the holiest month. We will find enough scriptural evidence. Guru Thakur has given. In Virat Naradi of Puran, Krishna himself said, I am Purushottam, Jatvat Kharamaditam, Akshachot, Matrashmidhata, Vahita, Kavita, Purushottam. I am beyond the comprehension of the conditioned souls of this world. And I am supremely superior to formless Brahma and Paramatma. So, I am designated as Purushottam. I am Purushottam. I am the Lord of all Lords. This month will be Purushottam month. It is the highest. Why we should be lazy of not being worship in this month? What benefit will get it? This month is unholy month. You should not do it. This month we shall think about evil things. By evil things you will think about this and die. Where you will go? Jamjam bhavu tadantarim, jamjam bhavu tadantarim, jamjam bhavu tadantarim, jamjam bhavu tadantarim, jamjam bhavu tadantarim. At the time of death, whatever you think, you will have to born in that species. What very good you get. So spiritualists, especially those who are preaching pure devotion, they say, you have to perform Hari Bhajan this month. He is one with Supreme Lord. This is more than Kartik Mahina, Kartik month. This is more than Magh month, more than any other month. This is the Supreme. You will get material benefits also, side by side, but you will get the highest benefit. When we will understand the utility of this Vrata, of this Bhav, of Purushottam, then you will give your attention. So, here our Guru Bhargava, they have introduced this. After 2 years and 8 months, we will find this additional one. The element is paramartha, to get the highest objective, not this mundane benefits, like Kormi. Highest objective. Highest objective is by getting whom we get all. By knowing whom we know all. He is for a Brahma, Supreme Lord. This is called paramartha. Greatest subject, highest subject. For that reason, we have to observe this Kartik. Now, paramartha vrata. How to do it, paramartha vrata? Here, Valmiki Muni, who has written the biography of Ramchandra, holy biography, Valmiki. He has given all rules and regulations how to do. And we are going through that. Every day we read that. And there he has given this instruction, you have to go through Bhagavad positively every day. Radha Krishna. You have to worship Shalagram, Radha Krishna. And you have to offer deep lamp to Radha Krishna. And you have to read about the Purushottam, about the glories of Purushottam. And you have to utter all the prayers, Jagannath Ashtakam, Dharadhar Ashtakam, Chauragrana Ashtakam, written by devotees, so that Krishna is satisfied. There are three kinds of paramarthi. Sanishtha, Paridishthita and Nirapekha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. Sanishtha means as per direction of Valmiki Muni. தொண்டு முனி எஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டட் டூ பர்ஃபார்ம் ஜபம் ஆஃப் ஒன் மந்திரம் ராதாகிருஷ்ண மந்திரம் கோவர்தன்தரன் வந்தே கோபாலம் கோபுருபினம் குபுஷம் திசானம் கோவிந்தம் கோபிகா பிரியா this you have to perform jab silently we do it at least 12 times if you can if do more then there will be more benefits kondonna muni has given this as far as possible whatever valmiki muni has given if you can do it then all right and there is another Parinishthita. Parinishthita means there are many Vaishnava sampradayas. Four sampradayas. Sampradayas we understand communities. Not sectarian. This is constitution of language. Sampradaya. What is the meaning of sampradaya? Etymological meaning. Gyan. Divine knowledge is given through a preceptual, right preceptual channel, it is descending. And it is retained there. The sanctity is retained there. The river Ganges flows in the course. If you go there and take deep, then it will again, then you will get that benefit. Of ablution in the Ganges. If you go any river and do your ablution, you will not get. Like that, there are four sampradayas. Sampradaya being as a mantra, astinis paramata. Sadhana Varishiddhan, the Kotikalpa Sadhana, Kalo Hushan Chattara Sampradayana, Sri Prabhurudra Shaka Vishnu Bhagavati Pavan. Upadda Puran, the Dabbeshuni has said. There are four sampradayas. Bhagavad Gyan, divine knowledge is descending through that four sampradayas. If mantra you get not from that four sampradayas, that channel, receptual, right channel, then mantra will have no effect. If you can wait for millions and millions of years, you will not get anything. Because there is no life in them. Life will come from Supreme Lord. There is no equal to Him or more than Him. Supreme Lord is one. So to get Supreme Lord, to attain Supreme Lord, to path is one, is by His will. There are going to be many paths of getting Supreme Lord. You will say, in this, if you give this some illustration of this Calcutta or London or any place, there are thousands of ways to come to London. Supreme Lord is infinite. So there should be infinite paths to come. No. This analogy is defective. This Calcutta, you will find by analysis, in Calcutta, there are five elements are there, material elements. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. This body is made of material elements. But Sukha Deha, subtle body, mind, intelligence, perverted ego, that is superior to this body. And inside there, Atma is there. For that reason, every conscious being wants to remain in this world eternally, wants to know, wants to have happiness. Why? He is Satchidananda. In his form he is Satchidananda. Satchidananda, Anu Satchidananda, not Jivu, not Supreme Satchidananda, but a particle of Satchidananda. So he has got the desire, he does not want to die. No living being does not want to die. But he fears that he will die. But he has got the desire. I want to live in this world eternally. If he is not eternal, how can he have the desire to remain in this world eternally? If he is devoid of knowledge, how can he have the desire for getting to get knowledge, the accuracy to know? If he is devoid of happiness, how can he have the desire for happiness? Satchidananda Atma. Atma is there in the sight. So, that Atma, Anu Atma, is coming from Divatma. Nothing can be the cause of something. Something is the cause of something. Devoid of Atma cannot produce Atma. Yatova imani bhutani jayanti yena jatani jivanti yat pajanti abhishanti tat vijikatvati Brahma. All the jivas are coming from Brahma. They are in Brahma, they are by Brahma, they will ultimately go to Brahma. For that reason, Anu Chetan, that is the real self. When that real self leaves this body, that has got no value. It has got no value when Atma will leave this body. A dead body is not considered to be a person. As long as the Atma is there, so long he is considered a person. For that reason, then Atma can get Paramatma how? When Atma has got relative independence. Because Chetan has thinking, feeling and willing. Relative independence. That relative independence, the Supreme Lord is interfering. He can forcibly do. If he does perceive, then he will be reduced to a non-entity, unconscious. That living being will become unconscious. So, Supreme Lord does not interfere forcibly. But he comes. He speaks about this in deciding in the heart, you go in this way. He himself descends and he himself sends his own person. So then willfully he surrenders. That person is conditioned to surrender to the people, willfully, not forcibly. For that is the relative elements, maybe you can grab use of it and do use of it. That independence is there. If you do bad deeds, you will get bad results. Results are controlled by Supreme Law. Kampanodhikasama Padajukadasana. You can do whatever good and bad actions. That you have got to hold over the consequence. The fruits are controlled by Supreme Law. So you are not to bother about other persons in this world. Don't blame others. The others have got no capacity to control the fruits. I am reaping the fruits of my own actions, others may be instrumental. Always remember the piti saying of Sumiti Devi to Dhruva. Don't forget that. Then you want to get success in your spiritual life. When Sri Devi found that his son would worship Krishna, worship Hari, then she gave a warning to Dhruva. Don't blame your stepmother for being rebuked by her. Don't blame. She is not the cause. You must have done this to somebody else. Bhagavan is impartial. He is seeing everything, controlling everything. Not in this part, any part, you did something. That you have to get.
And your stepfather has become an instrumental, he is not the cause. By thinking him as cause, if you get hostile mentality to your stepmother, you will not get Krishna. You clear your heart completely there. No hostile mentality to anybody in this world. And call Krishna. There, they advised Pantavrashvati Bhari. And Dhruva had the qualification of accepting all the teachings of mother in total. And he did it. And he got it. God became satisfied. He was protecting him in the jungle. There are so various elements. We at least we have got to believe. God is the protector. If God protects, nobody can kill him. If God kills, then nobody can protect him. He was moving in the jungle, but God was regulating. All the various animals they are coming, and Dhruva embracing them. You are my God. Beloved Supreme God Hari. They did not do anything. Because God reigns and controlled them. All this God is deciding. By the God becomes satisfied. But while doing Harinam, he did not go to his father, he did not go to stepmother, to others. He don't be satisfied with me, he is gracious to thee. He did not go, but by uttering Harinam, Hari is satisfied, and they are also satisfied, and they are crying. Uttampad is crying, and the stepmother is crying, everybody is crying. He did not go there. The mentor, mind has changed. Everything changed. Then Supreme Lord saw that before Dhruva, Uttanpad will die. Uttanpad, the great, severe separation grief for the eldest son, small boy. Being held-packed, attachment to younger queen, I did this wrong. My small son must have been killed by Rasatindra, or without eating, must have died. I am the greatest sinner in this world. He became mad. At that time, Narada Goswami and advised him. First when there, you became a great, guarded person. If your son is in your lap, son had died in the lap of the parents, and the time of death comes. Why you are thinking? God is protecting your son. Don't think about it. He is all right, I am saying. Don't be worried. All worries give up. All worries. He is there, he is worshipping Krishna, and Krishna is protecting him. I have come from him. I am giving you this assurance. Don't. This way. And Narada Goswami also, after giving mantra to, you have to take mantra to get one to get Narayan. And reminded him about the same instruction of his mother. This we have to remember. Ma mangalam tato parisha mangsa bhumti janadara parvati. Don't blame others for your own afflictions, miseries, etc. We are reaping the fruits of our own actions. That is they may be instrumental.
If you blame others with hostile mentality, you worship, you will never get Bhagavan. Never. What is the use of me?
But that is me.
Here, there is a gradual procedure. Four sampradayas are there. Without sampradaya, how long I can speak? Four sampradayas. Four sampradayas are there. Four sampradayas you have already heard about Ramanuj, Padmacharya, Sri Nimbaditya. In Padma Purana, you will get descending from Supreme Lord and through Sri Devi, Lakshmi Devi, Ramanuj, through Brahma, Madhyacharya, Chatushwar, Nimbarka, Rudra, Sushami. The descending in this Kali Yuga. The knowledge, divine knowledge is descending through this right perceptual channel. And that your knowledge is retained there. It's coming. You have to get mantra from that channel. Because there is a connection with Supreme Lord. At the end, Supreme Lord is there. It will be effective. You do it. Now the four sampradayas, there, whatever, at Valmiki Muni have prescribed how to do this, observe this Purushottam Vrata. We have been hearing about this yet. And it is difficult to speak now here. And by your respective acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradayas, Sampradayas does not mean sectarian. Sampradaya means divine knowledge is retained intact and is coming to a right channel. It is called preceptive channel. It is called Sampradaya. Sambhav Pradatta Gyan. Sambhav Pradatta Gyan. The etymological meaning. Ordinary people in Bengal, they are using it as Sampradaya, as sectarian. This is not the meaning. So you have to take it. And they have the acharyas of your own sampradaya as per direction of the acharya of Brahma, Madhya Gauriya sampradaya, our acharya. You can do it. That is called Parinishthita. By Valmiki Muni's advice, we are also doing something. And also, as per our, like Kartik Prata, you can do it. You should not take mustard oil and all these things. And cutting for the vegetables are forbidden. We have forbidden. We are not taking. We are taking as clarified butter is not available here. We are taking ground nuts oil in this for this month. And three times you sit in the morning, in the afternoon and in the night. Whatever your respective acharyas have instructed you to do according to that. This is called Parinishchita. Higher than this. And highest is Ekanti. Ekanti means Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained this. With the best Muni, he wrote Vedas. He had expanded Vedas. And he had also written Vedanta. And 18 Puranas. And also Mahabharata Gita. But he could not get peace. Eternal peace. Ultimately, he had to submit to his Guru. Narada Goswami. Narada Goswami advised him that you have not sung the glories of Krishna rightly. When I have sung the glories of Krishna in Mahabharata Gita, therefore ultimate goal is for emancipation, not for dissatisfaction. You have to sing the glories of Krishna, His name, form, attribute, etc. for His respect. He is satisfied, then you will be satisfied. And he advised four verses. And he meditated, and he saw everything, all the Leela, and he wrote Bhagavat, and he gave eternal peace. So in this Purushottam Vrata, to go through Bhagavat is compulsory. You have to go through Bhagavat. Now here we are holding discourses in the night about the prayers of Brahma. Brahma made the strength of being enchanted by Krishna. You don't understand. But it is not written by Vedabhashmi. Vedabhashmi intentionally did not write this. Because we have to take the teachings from this. If you write this, the gravity will be lost. So he did not write this, that Brahma has got no infatuation. He did not write this. Brahma has infatuated. He was infatuated. He could not understand. Give impression. The neophytes, novice will start. This sort of saying is not good. So, with a very intention, he has not written. We know that Vedabhashmuni knows everything and he made the best triumph. But that you have not to say to all. You have to get the teachings, the instructions, what he has made the best triumph, what kind of teaching we should get. By his own, he deals with the creator of all living which he could not understand. But he took absolute shelter to this. Krishna showed his own. You know this. But that is that you are one-pointed devotion. You are not to be so rigid about all this ritualistic performance. But you have to do Sravan Kirtan. And you have to take prasad daily. Sravan Kirtan. And one-pointed devotion. One-pointed devotion. Srinvada Sradhyanitam. Hinatata Satyachitam Nati Siddhakarana Bhagavan Vishakim. Bhagavad is already saying. These two are necessary. For devotional form, necessary is to remember Krishna. Remember Krishna, that is the actual purpose of practicing all the devotional forms. But how we can remember? Smartmahata Vishwanath Vishmartam Jadini Shabidir Shashuved Varkinka Padapura. Always you have to remember Krishna. Never forget. There are some devotional forms mentioned in this scripture. If there be any action which will remind you of Krishna, it is allowed. There are some prohibitions. If there is something which is if you do that sort of action, you forget Krishna. That is not there in the list, but you are not to do that. That is the guidance. But here Vishnu Chakravarti say, without Sravan Kirtan there cannot be smaran. Sravana Kirtanam Odhinava Smaranam. You always hear about worldly things. You always hear about gossip here, talking about worldly things. Krishna will come to you. Always Sinvada Sradhyanitam. Always, every day, you have to hear about Krishna from Shuddha Bhakta and again repeat. Hear about Shuddha Bhakta and repeat. Nitya. Only when sadhus will come, we shall worship. And when there are no sadhus, we shall not go. Then we will get the highest. Give importance. One point of devotion to Sravan Kirtan. And take prasad. Because when you are taking medicine, you have to be very particular about the diet. If diet is bad, then medicine will not act even in this physical body. This Shravan Kirtan is the medicine. And among Shravan Kirtan, Kirtan is the highest. You have to do it, medicine. But accord with the medicine you have to take, prasad, that which can be offered to someone. And some things like Kartik Vrata, you have to give up. Some vegetables. They are only available in foreign countries. What we have to think about? In foreign countries, our Jayapataka Maharaj, he gave embrace. Gajar.
Carrot.
We do not take carrot. What is this carrot? We have got no vegetables and you should take carrot. Carrot, what that means? Why it should cannot be offered? Why you take it? I've got no objection. Here it is not available in India, so many vegetables.